From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A federal judge in New York is barring prosecutors from calling a key witness in the first civilian trial involving a Guantanamo detainee. Judge Lewis Kaplan says the government cannot call a witness it only learned about because of harsh interrogation practices. NPR's Kerry Johnson has details.
The trial of Ahmed Khalfan Gailani will be delayed while prosecutors in New York appeal a judge's order earlier today that bars them from calling a central witness in the case. Gailani is accused of taking part in East Africa embassy bombings that killed more than 200 people. Gailani is the first Gitmo detainee to face an ordinary criminal trial in a court in New York. But Judge Kaplan has complicated the prosecution by refusing to allow a witness to testify because authorities only learned his identity after a harsh interrogation of Gailani. The U.S. Attorney's Office will appeal, which could delay the trial for weeks, if not months. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The global economy is expected to gain strength over the next 2 years after suffering the worst crisis since World War II. That's the latest assessment from the International Monetary Fund, which forecasts nearly 5% growth this year and a more than 4% expansion in 2011. Analysts attribute the expansion to China and other emerging powers that offset an economic slowdown in the U.S. and Europe. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is again calling for certain nations to move toward flexible exchange rates. While he doesn't specifically mention China, Geithner expresses concern the U.S. has long had with the Asian nation.
We believe it's very important to see more progress by the major emerging economies to more flexible market-oriented exchange rate systems. This is particularly important for those countries whose currencies are significantly undervalued.
U.S. firms appear to be laying off more people after they scale back cuts in August. The consulting firm Challenger Grain Christmas says businesses cut more than 37,000 jobs in September. We have details from Danielle Carson.
The bigger picture shows a dramatic turnaround. Employers cut more than 400,000 jobs so far this year, compared to more than 1 million during the same period last year. Bert White, chief investment officer at LPL Financial, says the problem is the anemic pace of job growth. Big businesses are sitting on a $2 trillion pile of cash and doing nothing.
What they haven't started to do is to reinvest back into their businesses yet. I'm not really sure that they completely believe in this recovery, and I think corporate America is just being very slow about overextending.
Many analysts expect the government's employment report, which comes out Friday, will show businesses haven't amped up their hiring, adding fewer jobs to their payrolls than they did in August. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 17 points. This is NPR. NATO supply convoys heading from Pakistan to Afghanistan are under attack again. Gunmen torched 25 trucks. It was the latest in a series of strikes on NATO's ability to supply troops fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan. Further complicating the battle, Pakistani authorities blocked a NATO supply route last week to protest the alliance's repeated incursions. The dispute is escalating tension between the U.S. and Pakistan, who long called themselves partners in the battle against al-Qaeda. The parents of an Afghan war hero will be at the White House today as their son is honored posthumously with a Medal of Honor. Staff Sergeant Robert Miller was killed during his second tour in Afghanistan. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Medal of Honor is the military's highest decoration. Staff Sergeant Robert Miller today becomes the third American to receive the award for service in Afghanistan. Miller was killed in a 2008 firefight near the Pakistan border. After insurgents attacked his patrol, he stayed at the front using grenades and an automatic weapon to return fire, allowing his teammates to take cover. Authorities say the 24-year-old displayed uncommon valor, sacrificing his own life to save others, including 15 Afghan soldiers. Miller's survived by 7 brothers and sisters and his parents. Phil and Maureen Miller joined President Obama at the White House today in honoring their son's service. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Some members of a fundamentalist church are protesting outside the Supreme Court, which is hearing arguments today in a lawsuit filed by the father of a dead Marine who's angry that members of the church in Topeka, Kansas, picketed his son's funeral. This is NPR News.